With two councillors retiring, three seeking higher positions and one incumbent defeated, the biggest council reshuffle in Halton Hills political history took place Monday night. Six new faces will be giving their constituents a voice in local government. One is a political rookie who dethroned a household name, others filled vacant seats and, of course, several veterans are returning to their roles. Here are your local representatives for the next 4 years who will serve alongside newly elected Mayor Ann Lawler. Wards 1 and 2 Regional Councillor. Councillor Clark Somerville ran unopposed and was acclaimed in August. Councillor Clark Somerville. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Wards 3 and 4 Regional Councillor. Jane Fogel initially announced that she was going to retire from politics, but jumped back in the race in July. She took 55% of the vote to defeat Ward 3 councillor Wendy Farrow Reed, who was looking to upgrade to the region. Councillor Jane Fogel, Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Ward 1. Acton Bia's Alex Hilson defeated veteran councillor John Hurst, who has been representing Ward 1 since 2003. Hilson brought in 41% of the vote, and Hurst took 28%. Alex Hilson. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. At 31%, Mike Albano will be returning to council to continue the work he has been doing since a by-election in 2015 brought him into public service. Ward 1 incumbent Mike Albano. Ward 2. Eight candidates tried to squeeze through the door to the council chambers to represent Ward 2 and 2 won out in the closest race in the election. President of Terracotta Cookie Co. Jason Brass earned the highest number of votes at 20.7%. Jason Brass. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Joseph Rochinski, who makes history as the youngest councillor to be elected at 20, won the second seat with 18.7% of the vote. The pair will be filling the considerable shoes of soon-to-retire councillor Ted Brown and Brian Lewis, who lost his bid for mayor to Ann Lawler. Joseph Rochinski. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Ward 3. Moya Johnson's retirement for health reasons and Wendy Farrow Reed's regional candidacy opened the door for newcomers Chantal Garneau and Ron Norris to win the positions. Chantal Garneau. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Garneau brought in 38% of the vote and Norris took 24%, beating our three other candidates. Ron Norris. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Ward 4. Bob Inglis will be returning as councillor, holding onto his seat with 42% of the vote. Councillor Bob Inglis. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. With current Ward 4 councillor Ann Lawler clinching the mayor's job, Inglis will now be serving alongside Darcy Keane, who earned 33% of the vote and defeated Blake Mondarino. Darcy Keane. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills Today. Other election results can be found on the Town of Halton Hills website.